Hour 3 on the Donna and Steve Show. This is My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. That's what we talk about on this radio station.
Among other things.
Yeah, things that we don't even plan.
That's
noise?
My mic.
Something's moving.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are you doing?
Here, wait, listen. Turn the radio or turn the radio down. Leave the radio on.
Please.
Here we go. Here we go.
That is not a good sound. I would like that to stop.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Can you look up like a safe ASMR video?
I'll try my best.
Nothing disgusting though. Like something, how about like a little animal crunching?
No,
I want to hear that.
No, I specifically though want you to hear these weird.
I've seen them and I'm just like, ew.
With their LED lights and they're close talking. And a lot of these ladies have, and it's not all ladies that do it, but the ladies, they have these long fingernails. And so they do a lot of tapping and even like scratching of the microphone.
These are the people picketing Washington, D.C. because they don't want TikTok to go away because that's how they make their living.
How about this, Donna? Wouldn't that be great if they go up and they stand before Congress? Why shouldn't we ban TikTok? And then they're like, well, first of all, I just want to thank you for having me here.
But these sick. People. It's almost perverted.
But there's an interesting thing. I get it. I think there is a little bit of that sneaks through. And by sneaks through, I mean probably just walks through the wide open gate. But other people like listen to it and find they say you're one of two people. You either have a physical reaction to it, like you get chills, or you don't. And you're like, what is going on with these crazy people? But it was like one came up in my For You page on TikTok. I made the mistake of watching it. And then after that, it was every third video I slid past was some, you know, wannabe Jedi Lord in his room talking to us. There's a Star Wars guy. There is a Star Wars guy who, and you know, this guy either works an office job or used to work an office job. Maybe he's making money now because he gets all these people that tune in. But I am fascinated by the alter ego of some of these TikTok personalities. Like, I'd love a documentary on what they do, what their day looks like. Then they start doing these videos and because you know, the 5 minutes before they go on, they're like, you guys, you have to clean your room. I will not say it again. You have to do that now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
It's just very, very weird.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Did you find some over there?
I can't find any, and they're all very, they feel very
naughty.
Sexual.
Yeah, like what are they doing?
What is this?
I'm gonna see. Hang on.
Then I typed in ASMR videos clean, and it's literally just people cleaning.
Oh,
but like spraying gross. With a spray can.
Or can we
like,
listen to that? That's
sure.
Probably...
I can find that.
I mean,
this is awful.
It's weird. This is awful. Oh, I found him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. Although right, this one is titled "Grooming Our Wookiee."
Okay.
Ew.
No, but he has a Wookiee.
Ew.
Hey, guys.
That's as bad as washing your shredded cheese.
It's ASMR Kenobi.
Okay,
here. I'm going to send it. I got a link for you, okay? Hang on 1 second. Boom. I just put it in there. And,
Yes?
I'm trying to see if there's a good one to do here. I feel like any one of these, this dude is a bizarre person. Here's another one of Mike that maybe would take you. It's a longer numbery link. This is ASMR Kenobi, and I think he's always pretty clean. I don't know what he says in this one, but Donna, you have to understand, he's got a hood up. He's in a brown cloak.
Okay.
All right. And you're thinking, wait, how did you get on my Tinder? But hear me. This guy's got the brown cloak situation, and he's got cool lighting behind him. And I don't know. I think he's about to open a package.
It's at them again, my friends.
Ew.
We got a gift from a friend from across the galaxy.
The galaxy?
It's right over here.
And this is why we need to keep TikTok.
The Amazon Prime bag.
I do like that. I like that noise.
And it's in a crinkly package.
Gross!
Some of you love a crinkly package.
Okay, no. Hang on.
If you love a crinkly package. He did say crinkly, not wrinkly.
He said
right?
Crinkly. Crinkly, yeah.
Yeah. But you can't have one without the other. So now he's going to go into this bag and pull out whatever gift he just got from someone who sent it to him.
Oh, this guy is sick.
And see, they really like the mouth noise. You hearing that?
Thanks for the wonderful ASMR.
Ew.
From Day.
This guy lives in his mom's basement. Right?
I don't know. It was like a little lightsaber or something. Okay.
Ew, what's his name again?
Oh, someone thinking of saving for the future? ASMR Kenobi. ASMR Kenobi. But yeah, it's very... Now, this is the problem. This will know that I just looked at it on this computer, and the next time I open TikTok...
Yep, your algorithm is about to change.
It is going to change. But it's just so peculiar. But I'd love to genuinely see a documentary. Maybe he does work a normal job. And like, I want cameras there when they're cleaning up dinner. He looks at his watch. Oh, crap. Has anyone seen my cloak?
You know who I'm picturing? Dwight Schrute.
Yes.
From The Office.
That is very much what he looks like from the season 2 Halloween episode, if I'm not mistaken.
That I don't know. There's something like...
But you liked this.
I do like that.
How about this one? This is no talking.
Okay.
It's all different random household things like jump wire and silicone brushes and sticky pads. Here you go.
No, don't like that. You know what I would like to hear? A cat purring.
What's that we're hearing, Mike?
This is her rubbing her hands on this jump wire.
That is sick. And I mean sick in a bad way. Like twisted.
What is that?
Now using spoons to rub this same jump wire.
What the heck is jump wire?
It's like the multicolored wire that's used in like electronics and stuff, I think.
Oh. Oh boy. People are probably swerving off the road right now.
How about a clear sticky pad with mesh gloves?
Yes, please.
Yeah, see, this stuff I hate. All right, we're getting hate emails now. Sorry, Carla.
About what from this morning? It could be a variety.
She said, stop the ASMR. Yuck.
Giant marshmallow squishy.
Oh, let's hear that. Not loving what I'm hearing.
Hmm. Could I interest you in some rhinestone mesh?
Yes.
What if you know, we used a bamboo brush on that rhinestone mesh?
I'd like to know what it sounded like.
All right. Donna, want, please.
Let me say what I find. This I find to be much less disturbing than the people who run it. And it's like they have all their minions sitting there like... Yes, mama, touch the microphone again. And I'm like, you freaking group of creeps.
How many followers do people like this have?
Too many.
ASMR Kenobi, let me see how many followers.
Yeah, I'm curious.
He's got like 240,000 followers.
That's a lot of followers.
That is a lot of followers.
Holy cow. Holy Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Holy cow.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Wait, okay.
No, wait, okay.
Oh, I have something I would like to suggest to you.
Okay.
It is a 5-hour rule. And of all the woo-woo stuff out there that's like, okay, bud, take a hike. This I actually think you're going to like. I feel like we could all implement this.
Okay.
That when we come back. Donna, Steve, my talk. Hey, friends, what's up? Stevie Boy from my buds at Hoffman Weber Construction. Hey, are you up in cabin country? Did you know that they're now serving the Brainerd Lakes area? Yes, indeed. By the way, they have like a full brick and mortar store up there. They want to help folks up north because look, you got an exterior of your cabin, right? That needs care for. What is it? Is it maybe a roof? Is it the door that just finally needs replaced? Is it the windows? Are they not keeping the air that you want in and the air that you want out to stay out? Listen, Hoffman Weber Construction, they know what they're doing. They've been in business for over 30 years here in the Twin Cities. You know, when folks, I think this is kind of a cool bit, when folks get a job there, they stay there long, like that is not common in the world of construction and contractors. It's sort of one gig to another to another. They beat the trend there because people just, they appreciate working for a company that really cares for their customers and they do business the right way. There are no pushy sales tactics that they have. They're in it with you. They want to be your partner. HWConstruction.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh my God, oh my God, Hail Mary.
Hey guys, welcome back. Donna and Steve and Bradley.
That old bag of bones.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bradley.
Yay.
Wait, Bradley is having a birthday today. Are you guys doing a birthday bash celebration on your show?
It's wall-to-wall coverage. three full hours of me.
Oh, yes. I love
and
it.
Everything that happened in the year 1975. Where were you kids?
You know what? Because of your birthday, I got three donuts.
Okay.
I'm just saying, and I honor you.
I love that the love is being spread.
It is. And then I gave those donuts away to Brooke.
I know,
Brooke
they actually
Jess.
Were passed around because then Brooke handed them to somebody else. So I don't know who ultimately ended up eating them.
Oh, Brooke.
Brooke re-gifted my gift. She acted so excited. What a fraud.
She was being kind.
I'm sure the bakery is probably going, hey, those were meant for you.
I know, but listen, better your hips than mine, as my mother used to say.
They look delicious.
It's okay.
Yeah. Hey, what do you have? What food is that? Dawn's in here now, too.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Did you heat that up?
Would she just come and summon you?
Did he make you a cake?
She has to microwave my food every day.
Oh, I love this.
No, she doesn't. Absolutely not. But mine is in the way of hers, so she took it out. So I'm going to go eat my food.
Happy birthday, happy birthday,
happy birthday, Bradley.
Bradley Trainer.
Thank you.
Bye. We were trying to figure out who the youngest person on the air staff is. And
non-producers, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know if it's me or Alexis.
No, it's probably between you two.
I think so. I think Lex might be younger than I.
I love it.
Why?
I love that you said I.
Then me.
No, you had it right. I love that Lex is younger than I
am. Right. Always say it without the other person, which makes sense in that case.
Correct. We learn things together. Let's do this.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
I'm Donna.
Hi, everyone. I'm Steve Patterson.
Yes,
formerly of television fame. That's in my bio. I can't. It's my truth. Have you heard of the 5-hour rule?
I have not.
This was on The Big Think the other day. BigThink.com, Donna. How to turn a wasted day into a successful one. So we all got the same 24 hours in a day. And it can sometimes feel like you're just doing stuff, right? You're sleeping for 8 hours. Then you're working, and then the rest of your quote-unquote free time is often filled with tasks, errands.
Yeah.
You got to run here. You got to pick that up. You got to go. It can be a little bit difficult. But there's usually a point in the night where we all pick up the phone, turn on the television, and we relax that way. And that's great. That's what we do. It's one of the reasons why this station is even in existence is that so many people do it. But sometimes you can start to feel a little blobby, like...
Yes.
Am I doing anything? Am I not getting any better, or am I just slowly becoming one with my couch?
Correct.
So this I thought was a pretty good thing. The 5-hour rule. First sounds scary, but then it's not. It just suggests that you devote at least 1 hour a day to either learning.
I love this.
Experimenting.
Okay.
Or reflecting.
Okay.
They say it is a trick used by the richest and most successful people in the world.
Okay.
And it's pretty straightforward. And it could be like, oh, I want to learn how to play the piano. Or I just want to read things that aren't websites. Or I want to journal about my day or write a little bit. Or maybe this sounds silly, but I bet you there is a 65-year-old person listening to us right now who has always thought they could write a story, thought they could write a book.
That's
what's
good.
Stopping you?
Right.
You just start doing it. And their point is stimulate parts of your brain.
Got it.
That otherwise don't get stimulated while we're getting entertained all the time.
You know what's really nice is to go for a walk or go for a bike ride, take in some fresh air, take in the scenes, look at the birds and the butterflies and the lakes and just think, you know, or reflect, like you said. It's just, it really does something for your mental health, I think.
Yeah. They say when you get into the world of like experimenting, the most successful people in life were not those who stumbled onto some magic treasure in the woods, but rather those who tried and failed again, tried and failed yet again. There's a book called Adapt, Why Success Always Starts with Failure. And the author, Tim Harford, is like, first, you got to seek out new ideas and then try new things. Second, when you try something new, do it on a scale where failure is survivable. And then seek out some feedback. Learn from your own mistakes. Go along. But a lot of people, they try a new hobby and they kind of suck at it at first. And they're like, well, I'm not going to do that. Right. That was a waste of my time.
Gardening.
That is the once you fail, that is like, this is exactly how it's supposed to be at the beginning.
Right.
It's like when you learn a song on the piano or the guitar. I forget you've never learned a musical instrument. But for my musicians out there, when you start to learn to play something and you're like, wow, this sounds truly awful. And then it's like, perfect. That is that you can't get to mile two without being at mile one. You're right where you should be.
I agree with you, even though you insulted me just a moment ago.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't
probably
either.
From my morning fast.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, I won't eat until high noon.
Here, we got an email here from somebody, and I want to see if I could find it. She was explaining why. Dee Dee. Don't you think Steve
I don't like
got
the story
crabby
of this.
Since
ever
he started
since I started dieting?
Or has he even started yet? Then
yeah, I started yesterday.
Let's see. Brianna has some questions for you. All right, I'll get back to it. But anyway, people were saying the reason that it's irritating to hear you talk about discovering how to lose weight is because I've been saying it all along. Just be mindful of what you're eating. And then you get mad at me for being mindful. You're like, you eat like... You're from the 16th century.
Yes. And I feel like two things can be true at the same time.
That's fine.
Whereas I need to be more mindful more often, you owe it to yourself to be less mindful more often. Isn't that our show, Donna?
Basically.
We each got to just nudge a little closer toward each other, and then we might actually become a balanced person.
Okay. And then we'll be best friends again.
Just come a little closer to my side.
It's Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I'm just taking a break from my lunch. You know, MNFatLoss.com has taught me a better way to eat, a way that helps me keep the pounds off, the pounds that I lost when I did the 2-month reduction phase on MNFatLoss.com. I did that about a year ago. I went from the high 190s to the low 170s in just about 2 months. And I've kept it off. It's a year later. I'm still eating foods I like. I'm not eating prepackaged meals where you gotta put some water and some powder and hope you like it. I didn't do any surgeries. I didn't take any weird drugs that I didn't know the side effects of. I continued to eat good foods and I watched the pounds come off. You could too. Here's the deal. It all starts with a free consultation. And if and when you do that, if you tell them Rocco from My Talk sent you, you can save $200. But that is for a limited time only. Tell them Rocco sent you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Where talk is fun. Right, sexy babies?
That's right, everybody.
All right. Sexy baby buddy booze.
It's almost suntanning season, Donna.
I don't think people
aren't people
really
doing
do
the
that.
Baby oil thing anymore?
I don't think so, Steve.
People used to love that.
Really?
Did you not ever do that?
Yeah, I did. And I would like do that and I would have like aluminum foil behind my head.
No
like,
way.
Yeah, this is why I have to go and get checked.
Hey, I used to do tanning beds.
I did that too for a while.
It was a perk of working at the gym where I worked, like my senior year in high school. So I had a free membership and then I could just hop into the tanning bed. And then of course, for any of us pasty white folk, we know that
you come out orange.
Well, yes, but anytime you get any color, your body looks a little better. Definition comes out a little more.
Yeah, I think it depends where. I don't think your face, I always feel like it looks dry and decrepit. We still, our gym has a tanning booth and someone I know uses it quite frequently.
Maristi Blotti from sales?
Maybe.
She is looking a little tan these days now that you bring it up. Little Oompa Loompa chic.
Well, I am not participating in this conversation anymore.
Donna, we should shame her.
Okay.
We should shame. We should shame. Donna's not saying anything, but she's pounding the desk.
I don't think that's a good message for the kids.
Oh, we should not shame.
No, never shame. Never bully. Thank you.
But what's she doing? She's getting into a tanning bed with these bulbs?
Yeah.
Has she not followed the news for the last 20 years?
Maybe 30 years.
What, does she get one of those heart stickers so that she can track her tan?
That's cute. No, you know what look I hate while we're talking about this? Let's say I'm going to prom and I'm wearing a strapless dress. Okay?
All right.
If I want to be tan, I'm going to tan strapless so that when I go to prom, I won't have tan lines.
Right.
When did those become like such a cool thing? That looks so stupid.
Tan lines?
Yes.
I'll show you mine, ladies, in the summer if you want to see when I take my shirt off. And you're like, no, but seriously, take your shirt off. We used to call it
It's just the lines, you know.
I don't know. I feel like everybody would do that.
That was...
But if you're tanning naturally outside, you have limits.
Well.
Sorry, guys. I need to go. I have to go.
Oh, sorry that this job is getting in the way of your life.
Donna.
What? You're a disaster.
Do I say that when your phone rings and you can't find it and then you just say, oh, who's calling me? Why? Sure, I do.
It's pretty accurate.
Just reminding everybody.
I'm just like, what?
I had to set my alarm to remember to go pick up my dog. That's not the normal flow of activity, you know?
That's actually smart.
I
would have waited till 11:56.
I don't know why I set it for... Oh, you know why? Because I set it for 11:56 and then I bailed on 6 when I set it and I wanted to do 7 so it didn't coincide with the actual
end of
the show. And then Siri said, your alarm is set for 11:50. And then I was like, okay. So there'll be another one that goes off at 56. I'm tired.
Where is that? Let's play it. This is so much fun. Woo!
Hey, remember the lady who called yesterday and had the woo-woo?
Yes.
That made it sound like she was swearing like in an old NFL Football Follies VHS.
Every classic game show, if they said the wrong word.
Woo-hoo. That is funny.
I liked that lady. I'd like her to call back when her batteries are low again.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. Do you want to call Brian a little early today?
Yeah, let's find out what the soup is, and I'm curious about the entree as well.
Oh. Come down for moose soup after!
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it's mac and cheese.
It's always a surprise.
Oh no, it can't be.
If you're hungry today,
soup,
go down
to the cafe.
It's
soup.
I'm not driving you to your car, by the way.
Oh yeah. Donna, you're going to come meet my dog today.
That's right. Despite your pushback, I'm going there to the same area that you're going to. And so.
You're going to back to that same place where you bought that garbage jacket?
Yes.
To return it? It's now in two pieces. We threw it out, I think.
That was rude. You still owe me
$6. Albert's Cafeteria, please leave a message.
Oh, is it $3?
No, it was $3, and then I bought you soup. You still owe me $2.
When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Really?
Got him.
Nice. Suck it, Brian.
Got him.
You got served, bro. I vote that we change it to just a random bit of acoustic guitar. Moving forward. That was fun.
Do I see that this note in here that Express is filing for Chapter 11? Banks, yeah. Bankruptcy protection?
Banksy, they're filing for Chapter... They're preparing to file for Chapter 11. I guess they got hurt by the fact that after... the pandemic, so many people working from home, their need for business, quasi-business casual gear, a little bit lower.
Good point.
And they said, you know, another critique is their clothes just kind of look like clothes. They're not exactly standout. It's kind of like, okay, we got the polo or we got the easy iron button up.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? They used to have decent suits back in the day. Express.
They did have some nice stuff.
Not anymore, man.
Well, a lot of things aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like some of these department stores, you're kind of like, when did you get so trashy?
Blasey's.
I love Blasey's.
I love Blasey's too.
I do love Blasey's.
Remember,
they have great
sales.
I went
to the bathroom at Blasey's recently though?
Yeah.
Door number one, brown. Door number two, blood. Door number three, brown. Stevie Boy, horrified, turns to sink. Sink number one, blood.
Oh my God.
I was like, yo, guys, at least throw some caution tape up for your boy. Man.
So bad. Real bad. But anyway, so I'm going to meet your dog today, and then we'll see if we have any kind of connection.
Oh, yes, Queen. Well, he's going to be coming off of a buzz, and I had to leave him there for a little while, so I don't know what frame of mind he's going to be in. I'm sure he's going to be very excited. He's usually very excited.
Okay.
To see anybody.
I'm very excited about this.
Anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how old is he now? Like 5?
He's coming up on 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still just a little baby.
But he's doing good. The harness, he's still doing good with the harness walking. Somebody asked me the other day. It's called the Rabbit Go harness that I got.
Okay, I have to remember that. Also, I have a question. So you have, whatchamacallit, in your yard, right?
An invisible fence.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a wizard
install
it.
One in my yard. Can I just call the company and have it re...
I bet.
Oh.
I bet so.
I should have them come out and tell me if it's still in there. That one's a little slow. Oh, my gosh.
Mike started making...
I'm trying to find the closest I could get to it.
Oh,
he gave me suspicious eyes, and then I saw his arm reach for it. I knew something was coming, but I didn't know what it was. Hey, wait, here, let me try it. Here, you do it. You know what, Donna? You're a real piece of...
It's the Flossy Dickie version of the sound effect. Yeah, I'm tired.
That whistle is tired.
All right. Yeah. All right, guys. This has been
another day.
Trip,
hey,
man.
It's Bradley's birthday today. They'll be celebrating, we hope, whenever he and Dawn come on. They're on from 12 to 3. The ladies take over starting at 3 o'clock, Lori and Julia. And then J&A start us all over again tomorrow. But let's take it one step at a time.
Okay.
She's Donna. I'm Steve.
Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. You know I talk about Crescent Tide every day because I once made an ad for Crescent Tide that my mom heard. And she's like, all those things you say about Crescent Tide, how it's not a kind of big, expensive, stuffy funeral home, how all they do is simple cremations and they do it at a very good price, and you can prepay and pre-plan for all that stuff. I want to do that, Rocco. I said, hey, give Lisa a call. That's what she did. She's all prepaid and pre-planned because she likes to do that for her kids, but she also likes to have things done her way. She wouldn't want to leave it up to her weird son, Rocco. She wants, things done her way. And that is all buttoned up thanks to the conversation she had over at Crescent Tide. Crescent Tide is a small local business. It's a family-run business right here in St. Paul. We're simple customizable cremations start at just $1,000. You can add things on, a small visitation, a fancier urn, all that sort of stuff, but it all starts with that simple price of $1,000. They're good people over there. Check them out today. You can use My Talk keyword cremation.